Chapter 2. Acting on an Inclination.
Last chance, Dorian. You can leave now. No hard feelings, no questions asked. But if you stay... The bull rumbled above him. I don't want to hear any whining about mistakes and poor judgment come morning.
Maker's breath, Dorian thought. Didn't the idiot ever shut up? Here he was, uninhibited, helpless, completely at the Kunari's mercy. And yet, for some unfathomable reason, the bull was still talking. Offering him, after all his talk of conquering, a way out. Never mind that he'd already pinned the mage to his bed. Never mind that he could surely feel Dorian's eager willingness pressing up to greet him. Still, the bull acted like they weren't both of them already committed to the proceedings. It was hardly a moment's thought for Dorian to make the decision to forge on and see this through.
I thought this was supposed to be hostile invasion, not aggressive negotiations, Dorian snarked by way of an answer, trying to cover up with sarcasm the way his heart started pounding as he crossed the point of no return, his cock stiffening further with the increased blood flow, and to feel the press of the bull's largeness looming over him like it was, thrilling and terrifying all at once. Yet there remained very little actual contact between them. Dorian wanted more. Are you ever planning to get on with the business of conquering me? Or are you content to just loom like this and watch me sober up? He baited.
Well, we can't have you losing your only reason for being here, now can we?
The bull smirked, indulging Dorian's lie as he lowered himself to his forearms so that the Altus could really feel his weight over him, while still, thoughtfully, providing enough support to keep the man from being crushed beneath his giant mass. Dorian's eyes grew dark and his breathing grew shallow. Now he genuinely was at the bull's mercy, pinned below his bulk, while one impossibly large hand worked its way under his head. Hard muscles pressed down on him, causing Dorian's body to respond with unprecedented eagerness. He felt himself growing harder by the moment, as he tried to press himself deeper into his captor's hold. Sobriety right now would be unquestionably detrimental to... Without warning, those thick, incredibly strong fingers at the back of his head suddenly flexed, and the bull took a vicious, uncompromising grip on his hair. The sudden shock and sting caused the mage to gasp and cry out. The sound was given no chance to truly escape him, however. For the moment Dorian's lips parted to release it, the bull pressed his advantage and sealed the mage's mouth with another blistering kiss. And if Dorian had thought the kiss they'd shared before had been searingly hot, it was nothing when compared to this. In fact, it became patently clear that the brute had merely been toying with him earlier. This time, the bull held true to his taunting promises and invaded, his tongue unfurling and taking possession of Dorian's mouth in a way that the mage had never even dreamed possible. It was everywhere, licking and curling over the mage's lips, teeth, and tongue, filling him and moving in ways that were, simply put, inhuman. He didn't know what to make of it. It was either obscene or the most erotic thing he'd ever experienced. When he felt it brush up against his throat, however, instinct took over and he tried to pull back, to free himself, somewhat, so that he might catch his breath and assess the situation, only to discover that there really was nowhere to go, nowhere to retreat to. The Iron Bull had him just where he wanted him, and he'd left Dorian no possibility of escape. The bull felt a satisfied rumble grow in his chest at the mage's first feeble attempts to back him down. Oh, how he loved this part. That moment when his lovers first realized that this was not going to be like their usual interracial trysts. Dwarf, human, elf, they were all pretty much the same, once you got them down to naked flesh. There were a few differences, sure. A few general trends amongst each race that held them separate and apart from each other. But on the whole, put a blindfold on and keep the non-essential touching to a minimum, and you'd be hard-pressed to accurately name your partner's race. The Kunari, on the other hand, bore several key anatomical differences, and he wasn't just talking about the horns. Intimacy with one of his kind was a truly unique experience, something he was going to take immense pleasure in demonstrating to the oh-so-superior Dorian this evening. The tongue was always the first thing to get their attention. Long, broad, and flatter than was considered normal by most folks. All Kunari tongues were naturally capable of more dexterity than was the common average. The Iron Bull had expanded on this difference, honing his skill to a level of mastery that drove his partners, men and women alike, to utter distraction whenever he chose to put it to use. Now, normally he'd save something as foreign as throat-licking for later in the game, after he'd earned a partner's trust and they were more comfortable with each other. But not tonight. Tonight, he wanted Dorian uncomfortable, wanted him off balance. From the moment the mage had staggered through the door, the Altus had been too placid, too accepting by far. If he wanted that from his partners, the bull could get it from one of the stable boys any time he chose. What he wanted from Dorian was the firecracker he was out on the road. All fire and spit, full of arrogance and pride. He wanted the mage proud and fighting right up until he cracked and started begging. He wanted to feel the man break apart in his hand so that he might have the pleasure of putting him back together. But if he was truly going to savor Dorian's submission, he needed to wake him up first. To shock him out of his drunken submissiveness, and see him struggling and fighting for control. When he gave the man a chance to breathe, and was rewarded with a nasty bite on the lip, he knew he was well on his way. When the bull refused to back off, Dorian started to struggle, his hands coming up to claw and shove at the great uncivilized savage, his nails raking over that thick gray hide, finding no purchase and achieving nothing but the degradation of his manicure. He aimed for the most likely sensitive spots he could reach, and still the great lummox persisted. When the oaf finally laid off, mostly due to a need for air, Dorian suspected, and nothing to do with his paltry attempts at stopping him, Dorian caught a hold of his retreating lip and bit it hard to make his displeasure known. Rather than putting the primitive savage off, however, this seemed to have been the insufferable monster's aim, for no sooner had he released said lip before a devastatingly disarming and charming, though Dorian would never admit as much, smile spread across the bull's scarred face, and he crowed with delight.
"There we go! That's the fire I want! Come on, Pavas, put some heat into it!"
"I should have suspected a bloody great brute like yourself would need it rough," Dorian sneered back.
"Oh, I'm perfectly capable of enjoying it when it's soft and sweet and slow,"
the bull purred in his ear, before grabbing hold of Dorian's left arm and pinning it to the bed above the mage's head, forcing a little grunt to escape him.
"But let's be honest here, Dorian. That's not what you came to me for, now is it?"
As he spoke, the bull shifted one of his broad knees, finding its way between Dorian's legs before forcing them apart, dropping a massive thigh into the space he'd made so that he could torment Dorian's rigid cock with the hard-cut muscle. Dorian bit his lip at the contact, trying to stifle the groan that reverberated through his chest regardless, in a vain effort to deny his tormentor the satisfaction of seeing just how much he was already enjoying this. Slowly, the bull continued to press his thigh into the mage's groin, until Dorian couldn't stop himself from grinding up into the contact, seeking out a friction to match that exquisite pressure. All the while, the bull's face remained inches from Dorian's own, their breath mingling, hot and heavy between them, lips drawing ever closer. Dorian braced himself for another one of those ruthless kisses, only to have the bull sink down at the last moment and yank the ties at his shoulder loose with his teeth. The bastard was toying with him. Well, two could play at that. Dorian waited for the moment when the bull's head would be in just the right position as he drew out the strings, then struck, darting forward and up to run his tongue along that long, stubble-covered jaw, from chin to the base of one pointed ear. He relished the rough prickle of that dark stubble. It had been so long. First under his tongue, and then under his cheek as he approached his target. But not nearly as much as he relished the telling little shudder that ran through the big warrior as he did it. However, it was the surprised huff of air that was expelled from the bull's nostrils in a startled rush as Dorian ran his tongue into the bull's thick, ox-like ear that the mage truly savored. "Hot enough for you?" he murmured as he withdrew, relaxing back onto the bedding, with a superior little smirk on his lips. The look lost some of its sultry challenge, though, when the human's eyes grew round upon seeing the ear he'd just been tonguing begin to twitch and move independently. "Did I know they could do that?" he asked, a little bewildered, and not entirely certain the beer hadn't gone so thoroughly to his head that he wasn't seeing things. He'd have sworn he'd never seen the bull's ears so much as tremble before, and they'd certainly looked far less mobile than, say, elven ears, which had no more range of motion than a human's. "Congratulations," the bull muttered, as he shook his head a little and managed to get his ear to still its fidgeting. "I haven't slipped up on that front since I was in training." "Training?" Dorian was puzzled for a moment, before the answer occurred to him. Ben Hasrath training. If the Kunari ears moved independently, like those of a horse or dog, they would probably be an excellent source of information regarding their owner's moods and thoughts. Dorian had heard the bull talking with their fair, rather expressive, inquisitor regarding Ben Hasrath's style training to hide facial expressions. Apparently, that covered ear movement as well. Idly, he wondered if it was hard for the bull to hold them still like that all the time. He was still speculating on that, lost in his musings, and a bit of a beer fog if he was honest. So that he had rather stopped paying attention to what the bull was doing, when there came a sharp jerk at his shirt, and he felt the stitching at his back, securing the leather buckles pop, and he came back to the present situation in a right hurry. "What in the void do you think you're doing?" he shouted, as the tailored leather and cloth was literally torn from his chest. "I have little enough by way of tolerably fashionable clothing available to me as it is." Dorian gave the tattered remains of his favorite shirt a mournful look as it was unceremoniously flung to the floor. "Right. Well done. You've murdered a perfectly innocent garment. I do hope you're proud of yourself."
"Oh, I'm sorry," the bull mocked as he collected Dorian's other wrist, now free of its sleeve, and dragged it above the mage's head to join its brother in the bull's adamantine grip. "And here I thought you wanted to have sex at some point tonight."
"Yes, well, that hardly required the mindless destruction of my shirt." Again, Dorian was aware he was being caustic in a vain attempt to cover the sheer level of his excitement. Not that he was managing anything of the sort, if the twinkle in the bull's eye was anything to go by. No, the bull knew exactly how excited Dorian was getting with each step they took toward the end of this, their little charade. And now, with both of his hands pinned above his head, that single, disturbingly large hand gripping both of his slender wrists like they were no more than the merest of twigs, Dorian was so turned on it was a struggle to keep himself from out and out panting like he was no more than prime bitch in heat.
"Right. Next time I'll waste the half hour to get you out of all those ridiculous straps.
The bull deadpanned back, a small smirk playing about his scarred lips.
You were the one complaining about me taking too long, if I recall.
That was different! Dorian hissed up at him, experimentally testing the bull's hold on his hands, his heart pounding a rapid staccato rhythm in his chest to feel the implied strength behind that grip. When the bull squeezed a little warning, it was made shockingly apparent to Dorian that he could snap the mage's bones at a thought. And who said anything about a next time? Keep destroying my clothes and you'll be lucky to have a first. He aimed for Hottie, but his breath had become heavy enough by that point that the tone was somewhat lost under his panting. Again, the bull gave that irritatingly smug chuckle, and that smirk once again bloomed into a full predatory smile, laying claim to his scarred features as the other, too big hand demonstrated a surprising level of dexterity as he deftly dealt with the buckle on Dorian's breeches. He made surprisingly short work of the job, too, considering he was doing it one-handed. He almost did it faster than Dorian could manage with two hands while sober. It was when the warrior managed to tug off Dorian's boots so that he might remove said breeches, silky cream smalls included, however, that the true enormity of the situation came home to the mage. For the bull did it without ever easing the pressure off the hands still held captive above Dorian's head. It wasn't even a stretch for the Kunari. Dorian was like a child's doll in his hands. Maker, what had he gotten himself into?
Finally, with a rather impatient tug, the bull had Dorian naked but for the buckled leather half-sleeve he wore on his left arm. This time he did lick his lips in anticipation. The human was surprisingly well-toned under that ridiculous get-up of his. He let his eye wander over him from the neck down, savoring the sight of the little vint stretched out and on display for him. All that lovely olive skin, taut and smooth over a trim, well-defined figure. Every muscle sharply defined with the tension of the mage's anticipation. What little body hair the mage allowed to remain on his chest and about his sex, groomed every bit as fastidiously as that which the man wore upon his face and head. The bull practically purred with anticipation. He didn't mind a bit of hair on his human or dwarven partners, but he preferred it not be overwhelming. Probably a holdover from the fact that his own kind were just as hairless as elves. What Dorian bore was just enough to tantalize and titillate, without potentially getting in the way of anything Bull might want to do with his mouth. Nothing like spitting out short hairs to ruin the mood. His gaze followed that perfectly manicured trail of glossy hair that expertly drew the eye from the man's navel to the trimmed nest of coarser curls from which the man's cock sprouted. A graceful, tawny spire crowned with a plump, dawnstone pink head. "Enjoying the view?" came the smart-mouthed taunt from the human, as the bull's eye lingered over that perfectly pretty cock which began twitching under the scrutiny.
"Why wouldn't I? It is a very nice view,"
the bull rumbled back. "Nice! I have it on very good authority that the view I provide my partners with is nothing shy of perfection," Dorian huffed.
If only the rest of you was as big as your ego," the bull teased, just to watch the mage's eyes light up with the fire of indignant outrage.
"And I'm supposed to just take it on faith that what lies between your legs is as oversized as the rest of you?" Dorian snarked, before his eyes lit up with a wicked gleam. "Varric does call you tiny. Perhaps the dwarf knows something the rest of us don't. It would certainly explain your reluctance to remove those monstrosities you call breeches. So what is it to be? Am I just to lie here, naked, while you salivate over a perfection you could never possibly hope to attain?"
Oh, that ego definitely needed to be knocked down a few pegs. The bull shifted so that he was now fully atop the mage, his body covering every inch of Dorian's and then some,
while still holding himself aloft so that they weren't touching. Carefully, he positioned himself so that his groin was directly over the human's own fully erect cock. Then, slowly, he lowered himself down so that Dorian could feel the hard length of his cock measured out against his own. The mage's eyes grew almost as large and round as an elf's, and his mouth actually fell open with a quiet gasp of shock at the feel of the Qunari's sheer bulk. The bull rumbled his satisfaction at the mage's speechlessness. "I haven't let you see it yet, Dorian," he purred, his eye boring into Dorian's shocked and incredulous gaze. "Because it's no fun if you go and faint with envy before I've had a taste." The bull dipped his head and stole another searing, open-mouthed kiss from Dorian, but the mage could hardly respond, his mind still reeling over the altogether mind-boggling enormity of the bull's cock as it pressed alongside his own, the implications of which were electrifying, and also terrifying. The bull broke from the kiss much quicker than he had the others, perhaps sensing Dorian's distraction. "You doing all right, Dorian?" he asked, his eye crinkling with mirth, as a softly knowing half-smile spread over his lips. Disarmed and a little shocked, Dorian responded with the first words that popped into his head. "You are aware there is no way that's ever going to fit." The bull just laughed as he reached over Dorian's head and started fussing with the pillows. "It usually doesn't. Not all of it, at least. Don't worry about it, though. I'm used to it. Not exactly a lot of Qunari roaming around outside of Parvalon. At least, none I'd be willing to get involved with. And no one but another Qunari takes all of a Qunari cock." Dorian felt a brief flash of desire. Granted, one heavily dosed with trepidation. But desire, nonetheless, run through him at the bull's words, his vanity flaring up in a manner he was quite sure most would consider unhealthy. But then, he always had been, perhaps, a little too eager to take up a challenge. It was true. And he'd be damned if he didn't leave just as deep an impression on the Iron Bull as the bull was already leaving on him. It was a matter of pride. Silently, he vowed he would take the bull deeper than any of the Qunari's past partners. Finally, the bull seemed satisfied with whatever he was doing with the pillows above Dorian's head, and before he knew exactly what was happening, Dorian found his wrists had been released and he was being manhandled into a new position on the bed. When he came to rest, he found his head and shoulders supported by a couple of pillows, being pressed up against the headboard, while another pillow had been turned lengthwise so it ran down the length of Dorian's spine, providing an extra supporting incline. It would have probably been quite comfortable if the next moment Dorian hadn't been roughly folded in half, his knees shoved up against his chest by one oversized hand, while the bull's other hand reached into the chest, serving double duty as the bull's side table, and collecting a large bottle of oil. "Hands," the bull ordered, as he pulled the cork from the bottle with his teeth. "And if I refuse?" Dorian inquired, cocking one eyebrow, curious to see what the bull's response would be to his defiance. "It's no skin off my back if you want to chafe up that pretty hide of yours," the bull said with a shrug. Dorian glared, but begrudgingly offered his hands to the bull, who proceeded to pour out a copious amount of oil into them. "And just what, exactly, do you expect me to do with this?" "Horns," the bull said, lowering his head in a somewhat menacing manner so that Dorian might reach his horns more easily. "Pay special attention to the base and crossbar, but the more coverage you can get, the better."
"Care to tell me precisely why it is I'm oiling your horns up? Or is this all part of some bizarre Qunari foreplay ritual?"
Dorian needled, even as he complied, massaging the oil into the jagged, callus-like plate of skin where horns erupted from the bull's heavy brow, and working his way over the crossbar and up to the points. While he did this, The bull carefully set the rest of the oil back atop the chest within easy reach of the bedside.
No, nothing like that. It's just so that I can do this.
Suddenly, the bull slid down the bed, and Dorian found his knees hooked over the top of the iron bull's freshly oiled horns. He didn't have time to recognize the implication of the position before the bull was demonstrating it. His face buried deep in the cleft of Dorian's ass, making the man cry out in mingled shock and pleasure.
Fasta vas! The mage swore, as that wicked, long, talented tongue once again unfurled and lapped over him.
Every muscle in Dorian's body went rigid as he instinctively tried to straighten out, to protect his sensitive, tender flesh from so sudden and intimate an invasion. This immediately clarified the bull's reasons for hooking Dorian's legs over his horns, as well as why he'd had Dorian oil them up first. For when Dorian pressed forward, the bull pressed back, his horns effectively pinning the mage in place between them and the headboard, preventing him from attaining any relief from the bull's ruthless onslaught. If those rough horns had been dry, Dorian's skin would have been raw and abraded within moments. As Dorian writhed within the confines of his captivity, his hands instinctively sought out his partner, desperately hunting for any form of contact, and took hold of the only part of the bull's anatomy left within easy reach, the tips of those blasted horns. The bull moaned into the cleft of Dorian's ass as the mage's legs squeezed him, trapping the base of each horn between calf and thigh. The warm, strong pressure so very deeply soothing. He felt a rush of endorphins flood his system each time the man bore down, and he had to remind himself to keep the pressure on, lest his prey be allowed to escape him. Not that Dorian sounded like he was even capable of dreaming of escape just now, as he thrashed and moaned and cursed above the bull's head. His favorites were decidedly when the Vint started cursing, hearing that high-bred, cultured voice, rough and dripping obscenities in a multitude of tongues, was fucking hot. And every time another run of vulgarity escaped those pouty lips, the bull felt his cock throb with a heavy and ardent want. He guided his tongue to curl over and around that perfect star with practiced ease, savoring the small multitude of ways Dorian's body responded and resonated to its every stroke and curve. The way the mage's spine and hips bucked back against his horns, grinding against him. The feel of the big muscles of Dorian's legs as they twitched and trembled under his hands. The, now rhythmic, tensing of the man's legs over his horns, rewarding him with those glorious pulses of pleasure. And the sound of the man's breathing as it grew more ragged and desperate around the flood of breathy, gasping moans and biting, passionate swearing. The bull lost himself to the lust as he patiently worked Dorian's hole, teasing and toying until the flesh was soft and pliant under his tongue, and the man was all but sobbing with a desperate want for something more.
Bloody fuck!
The words escaped the mage in a breathless whine that barely made it past his lips, as though he'd not air enough in his lungs to put any real force behind them. But the human recovered his wind enough to snarl the next bit.
Get on with it already!
And with that, the iron bull finally allowed his hands to move down from the sides of the human's thighs, till each cupped one of those glorious cheeks the man was so fond of taunting everyone with. A triumphant grin fighting to make itself felt against Dorian's skin, even as the bull's blunt kunari fingers dug into the firm, full flesh of the Altus's ass with barely constrained glee. Above him, the mage groaned a long, drawn-out sound of the purest, frustrated need. The bull had been dying to get that lush ass in his hand since the first moment he'd laid eye on it. For all that he liked to poke at the Vint for his absurd obsession with clothes and fashion, the warrior had to admit the man knew how to impress, as well as how to display his better features to perfection. The best of which was that sweet ass, ripe and full and just begging to be squeezed and smacked. Yeah, he was definitely gonna get in a smack or two before they were done.
See just how pretty it looked, all tinted pink and glowing under that tan. The thought made the bull's fingers ache to squeeze harder, and he had to remind himself to keep his grip in check, lest he leave all that pert, mouth-watering skin bruised beyond comfort. That Dorian would walk away from this encounter bearing some bruises was inevitable. Such was the nature of the bull's strength when combined with a bit of rough sex. But he wanted those bruises light, a fond reminder of a wild night of horn-gripping, sheet-ripping passion. 'Cause, sure, one-night stands were all well and good, with the serving girls and stable hands. But the bull could already tell this thing with the mage was going to be an experience worth repeating. Now he just needed to convince Dorian of that fact. Dorian was a mess. Vaguely, he was aware the voice of his pride screaming at him, as though from a great distance, to do something about that fact. But frankly, the voices of lust and desire had long since drowned him out. At this point, Dorian had simply sunk too far into the fire of his own want to care about something as banal as keeping up appearances. He'd lost all concept of time as the bull had meticulously teased him open with that deceptively sly tongue of his. It might have been no more than a handful of minutes. It might have been hours. Dorian didn't know and, honestly, didn't care. He was lost in the land between too much and not enough, and it was a wondrous, awful place. 3 times he'd spread his legs as wide as bull's horns would allow, desperate to clear the way so he might try for some kind of hold on his aching, twitching cock, and 3 the bull had circumvented him, 2 by pressing into Dorian so that he was folded solidly in half, his own legs effectively becoming a barrier between his hands and their goal, and 1 by distracting him so thoroughly he'd utterly forgotten what he was trying to do, before that devious tongue had been pressed deep inside him and had started writhing like that. At last, it had become too much to bear. "Bloody fuck! Get on with it already!" he demanded. Ordered, even. Clearly a command that the bull decided to move on, knowing full well that Dorian would not beg. Dorian Pavas begging. What a ridiculous notion. Of course, those were just the lies he kept telling himself. For even as his voice remained strong, his body was growing weak, his every action screaming of a pathetic and wanton need, his limbs all trembling as he pressed down on the bull's face and groaned like a man dying to finally feel those monster hands as they took hold of his ass, his oversized grip like steel, squeezing till Dorian felt the first kiss of pain lying just below the pleasure. He pressed back into those hands as much as the bull's horns would allow, with his trembling, weak-as-water legs still tucked over them. Then, the bull pressed something beside his tongue against Dorian's slick and pulsing back door, and the mage's mind stuttered to a stop. That can't be. He looked down and confirmed the physical impossibility of what it felt like he was feeling. The way the bull had him positioned meant he couldn't see much beyond his own shins, and the bull's broad scar-covered neck and back, but it was enough to confirm that everything was as it should be. The bull was still mostly hanging off the foot of the bed, his horns and head and hands the only thing anywhere near Dorian's ass. And yet, again, there came that broad, blunt pressure, and Dorian would have sworn. He focused on the feel of every place the bull and he were in close contact, trying to make sense of it. He could feel the bull's horns, rough and jagged under his thighs, which were throbbing in a way that made Dorian suspect a certain amount of bruising. He could feel the thick, ragged plate of rough, hard skin that marked the meeting of horn and brow, as it was pressed up against his balls. The sharp prickle of the bull's stubbled cheeks where they left the skin just either side of his crack feeling a little raw as the bull rimmed him within the inch of his life. But most of all, he could feel those big hands splayed out over his ass. The fingers, long and thick, reaching just past his buttocks and up onto his thighs, the small ones curling around to his hips and his thumbs. Vishante Kafus! That's what it was! That fat, blunt,
thing circling and rocking into the ring of sensitive muscle was one of the Iron Bull's thumbs. Not something Dorian would normally have considered a problem, but from where he currently sat, it felt like nothing so much as a cock being pressed up against him. A small one, to be sure, but certainly nothing like any finger or digit should.
"Relax, Pavus,"
the bull chided him, lifting his head a bit and Dorian's legs along with it.
"You're going to undo all my hard work."
"Easy for you to say," Dorian gritted out, just before all the air abandoned his lungs in a rush when the bull put a bit more pressure behind his hands, making that thick thumb slide into him, merciless and slow, with nothing but the bull's saliva to slick its way. The luster of sweat that had made Dorian's skin shine in the dim lamplight suddenly turned into a thick sheen as beads of perspiration sprung up all over his body at the oversized intrusion. Even with the bull's careful rimming and Dorian's desperate eagerness, it was a bloody tight fit with the relatively unstretched muscle. Loath to admit it as he was, it had been a while since Dorian had had an opportunity to do this sort of thing, and no one had ever gone about opening him in such a fashion before, which is to say, with something quite as thick as the Iron Bull's thumb. Dorian grabbed a hold of his knees and pulled them even tighter to his chest, making as much space as possible available.
Then Hedys, what kind of trouble had he invited into his life, letting the bull do this to him? Normally fingers were the easy part.
The bull ducked his horns clear of the mage's legs when he felt Dorian instinctively pull his knees up to give him more room to work. A cocky, mocking smile spread across his lips.
"Suffering a bit of a dry spell, were we, little Vint?"
the bull teased upon encountering the surprisingly tight state of Dorian's passage.
"Shut up!"
Dorian panted, as the bull began working his thumb in and out with relentlessly steady thrusts.
"And don't call me little. I'm actually, rather tall for an, human. I'm only little when compared to oversized, monstrosities like you."
He then attempted to level the brute with the most ferocious glare currently available to him, which just wasn't. For some strange reason, Dorian's eyes were finding it rather hard to focus.
"Fustavas, couldn't you have started with something a little smaller? The little finger, perhaps?"
"You're a big guy, right? You can take it,"
was the bull's smirking response, earning him a properly hostile, if brief, glare this time. The expression vanished when the bull changed the orientation of his thumb a bit and dragged the meaty, calloused pad of it right over Dorian's sweet spot, making Dorian's eyes roll back into his head as that sweet wave of pleasure crested over him, intense and inescapable. Dorian's body flushed hotly, and he moaned an absolutely mortifyingly pleased little moan, one which saw the last vestiges of Dorian's pride curl up in a little ball to hide in the deepest recesses of his mind, where it proceeded to rock with hands over its ears trying to pretend this wasn't happening.
"There we are,"
the bull murmured meditatively, as he absently reached for the bottle of oil again, pouring another thick stream over the spot where Dorian was impaled upon his thumb, easing the resistance of skin and muscle.
"Bull,"
Dorian pleaded, shifting his hips in a vain attempt to feel that sweet heat again. The bull seemed more than happy to comply, again shifting the angle of his grip so that he could hit that sweet spot. Only this time, he didn't so much hit it as press it, his thumb stroking over the spot with the smallest of movements that positively liquidated Dorian's insides from under the molten heat. This was a new experience to him. No one had ever tormented him in quite this manner before, and Dorian's breath left him in a shuddering rush of air as he gritted his teeth and trembled to feel that hot flood of liquid heat slowly growing and expanding in the pit of his groin. His muscles began to quake as he curled even tighter to himself, cock positively drooling precum over his abdomen, where it was trapped against him by his thighs. He wanted nothing so much as to be able to grab and stroke himself furiously, but his hands were currently occupied holding his knees in a grip so fierce his knuckles were aching with it. He was so focused on that deep incendiary heat as it continued to expand, growing ever hotter, that he never noticed the bull's other oil-coated thumb as it gently began stroking little half-circles along the stretched ring of muscle at his entrance, waiting for the right moment to invade. The bull watched Dorian like a cat at a mouse hole, enjoying the sight of every muscle and sinew as they grew ever tighter, looking for that moment when the mage would hit the wall of his endurance, when he was wound so tight he had nowhere left to go but to break apart. It wasn't a long wait. When it came, Dorian pulled in a breath like a drowning man and held it, the flush on his face spreading and deepening to a bloody shade of scarlet. As he waited for the moment of release, his body was telling him must be coming, making the bull groan at the sight. He couldn't help but think how fucking hot it was when the human's jaw clenched, the tendons on his neck growing sharply defined under the strain. The bull's cock was aching with need. He wouldn't be surprised at all to discover it was leaking just as heavily as Dorian's under his clothes. But the mage wasn't ready for him yet, so he bit down on the desire to simply tear off his trews and bury himself in that sweet, tight ass. He bit on it until he could taste blood, and realized he had actually been biting his cheek, trying to keep himself in line. And nothing he could do was capable of stopping the low, guttural growl of want that crawled out of him at the exquisite picture of temptation that was Dorian Pavas on the brink of his orgasm. With a gasp like the crack of a whip, Dorian's lungs demanded the air he'd been denying them, and a broken, pleading sob was torn from the man's throat. "Sweet bloody maker, bull, please!" he begged, tears welling forth in his eyes as he abandoned his taut stillness in favor of grinding back on bull's hand in a provocative display of wanton desperation that saw the bull's own hips start to grind against the bed in return, matching the mage's rhythm, imagining the feel of that tight, hot passage as it clenched and spasmed around his thumb, doing the same around his aching prick. Dorian sobbed before him, and the bull could deny him no more. He relaxed his thumb from its tightly controlled flyspeck stroking and dragged it properly over the mage's prostate in two hard, brutal strokes that saw Dorian screaming. On the third, he slid his second thumb home. Dorian came like a geyser, his body arching up off the sheets, a hoarse, broken cry spilling from his throat as a fountain of ejaculate spattered across his sternum, a beautiful milky stream, contrasting sharply against all that pretty, flushed bronze skin, in a way that made the bull rumble with appreciation. Dorian's whole body relaxed on the heels of his orgasm, opening up for bull's enjoyment, like a rose opening its petals to the sun, his legs falling to the bed as his hands lost their grip, spreading wide to frame Dorian's still twitching cock, one arm falling back to cover over the mage's eyes as he panted, while the other collapsed bonelessly to the bed at his side. It was that very bonelessness that the bull had been waiting for. Without wasting any time, he set about putting his thumbs to work, crooking the ends and eagerly stretching Dorian's now slack entrance at a seemingly frantic pace. "Faster, Vas! Give me a moment!" Dorian panted, trying to squirm away from that overwhelming, wriggling, stretching fullness, yet clearly unable to find the strength with which to do so, which, of course, had been the bull's purpose all along. Loose, weak, and limp as Dorian was now, it was a matter of only a handful of minutes to stretch that taut ring of muscle till it was ready for him, till it was slack around his thumbs and fluttered lewdly when he removed them, begging him to fill it with something of greater substance. And Bull quite agreed that that was exactly what the situation called for. Dorian was ready for him, and he wanted to feel the vint wrapped around his cock like he'd wanted nothing ever before. Dorian had whimpered at the loss of the bull's fingers, and he whimpered again when the rich, radiant heat of the warrior withdrew from its close proximity to his sweat-soaked skin. However, he could do nothing more than whimper at the losses. He was still weak after his orgasm, his muscles slack, shaking, and trembling, to an even greater extent than before, from the bull's continued teasing after the deed was done. It hadn't been the fullest Dorian had ever been, with both of the brute's thumbs in there, but it had been close. That dancer in Menrothos had been larger, or, well, longer, at least, but he'd been rather famously well endowed, and he'd at least had the good graces to not overstimulate his partner, then be so abrupt about his departure. Now, after being stretched so staggeringly wide, then brutally abandoned, Dorian could feel his asshole gaping shamelessly at the sudden emptiness. It was distressing, that lack of internal pressure leaving him feeling achingly hollow. Throughout his entire being, he could hear his heart pounding in his chest, as though his whole body was nothing more than one of those great empty kettle drums. He managed to peel one eye open, looking for where in the void the bull had run off to, just in time to see the Kunari kick his boots off behind him, sending them flying to the bedchamber wall with the force of his movements. And then, with an equal show of violent haste, he loosed the broad belt that cinched those maker-awful breeches in place, so that the cloth and leather all fell to the floor with a heavy thump. At last, the iron bull stood naked before him, and Dorian's head swam at the sight. With that monstrously oversized girdle the warrior wore gone, it became exceedingly obvious just how excellent a job it did of disguising everything about the bull's lower half. Dorian had known he couldn't possibly be as soft in the middle as he looked in that getup. Anyone with a back as carved up as the bull's had to have some tone and structure on the front as well. And the bull's hard-cut stomach did not disappoint the mage's vague imaginings. His legs, too, were spectacular, thick as tree trunks and huge and powerful. But mostly Dorian's eyes were drawn to the great protruding length of cock the warrior had teased him with earlier. Distantly, he was grateful the bull had waited till he was this far gone before sharing this with him, because seeing it now, Dorian could safely say, if only in the private recesses of his own mind, the brute had been right. If Dorian had had the strength in his limbs to do so, he'd have bolted. If he'd had the presence of mind to really comprehend what he was looking at. All of a sudden, the bull's mocking jest about him fainting didn't seem so far-fetched. The bull was hung like, well, a bull. The Kunari's cock was long and thick, and every bit as gnarled and burly as the rest of the warrior. It jutted from him like a third horn, the thick, pale shaft pulsing with want, the head, a deep, dusky purple-red, gleaming and sopping with precum. Dorian's mouth watered to see the level to which the sight and sound of him had managed to excite his partner. It roused his pride a bit to see such clear proof that he wasn't the only one losing his composure over this experience. Dorian's eyes still lingered on the wetly shining head, his tongue sneaking out to moisten his lips as he tried to imagine just what it would be like to taste it, what it would feel like to wrap his lips around that enormous girth and run his tongue over all its sensitive spots. He tried to visualize taking all of it in, opening his throat and sinking down upon its length until his... Dorian felt a small frown crease his brow as he tried to sit up. His eyes, as they had traveled up the shaft of the bull's cock, had spotted something odd about the base, a subtle flaring bulge right at the root of that magnificent erection, just before his view was obscured by an oil-soaked massive hand, as the bull began to stroke himself, coating his prick till it was positively dripping with thick oil, as he made his way back to the bed, a burning hunger lighting his eye. And Dorian quite forgot about anything beyond what was about to happen. The bull came in low, the bed dipping and rocking under his weight, as he all but crawled over Dorian's still limp limbs. You look every bit as delicious as you taste, he rasped, dipping his head low over Dorian's belly and licking up his seed before looking up at Dorian, his eye hot and feral with that predatory glint as he moved up, over the mage's chest, till their faces were once again inches apart.
And you taste like sex.
He finished in a purr, his hot breath heavily laden with the scent of Dorian's own cream, washed over the mage, like the headiest of liqueurs. Dorian opened his mouth in eager anticipation, tilting his head to the side, his tongue coming forward to meet the bull's, a moment before the Kunari, once again, claimed him in a kiss that was now not only hotter than dragon's fire, but also filthy as sin. Dark and dirty and heavy with the taste of Dorian's own cum, it reignited Dorian's hunger from earlier, and he felt the strength and vigor returning to his limbs, and spent cock with an astounding rapidity. As the Kunari once again plundered his mouth with ruthless disregard for his comfort, he found himself arching up into the bull's broad chest, his arms spreading wider and coming up to better set the angle, as the bull reached down between them, till his cock was lined up with Dorian's gaping entrance. And this time, there was no mistaking this as anything but the bull's cock, that huge head pressed tight up against him, making an absolute mockery of his thumbs from earlier. Maddeningly, the bull pressed in only until he encountered that first hint of resistance. Then he stopped dead, making Dorian snarl up at him. Once again, taking that thick lip between his teeth and biting till he tasted blood. "Fucking get on with it already," he growled into the other man's mouth, his whole body trembling with frustrated want.
"Trust me, Dorian, I'm every bit as eager as you are,"
the bull panted over him.
"But you need to keep your head just a bit longer. You need to tell me when to stop."
Dorian once again opened his eyes to see the bull looking at him in that piercing way of his.
"If you stop," Dorian panted, "I'm going to set the bloody bed on fire,"
he threatened, trying to press himself down on that maddening, almost intrusion he could feel twitching and bucking at his back porch.
"I'm serious, Dorian. When you hit your limit, you need to tell me."
The bull's voice was surprisingly earnest, and it pulled Dorian out of his lust-fogged haze some, his eyes searching the bull's face for the lie. Because it had to be a lie, behind that concerned tone he could hear. But the bull's face was a mask, even more unreadable to Dorian now than ever before, with his mind thick and clouded over with need.
"Fine, just put it in already," he agreed,
once more rocking back to try and further penetrate himself. That was all the assurance the bull needed. For the next moment, Dorian was arching off the bed, shouting a long string of Tavine curses as the bull slid into him in a long, slow, relentless thrust. It was like the onslaught of the oncoming tide, massive, powerful, and unstoppable. Dorian could do no more than ride it out. The overwhelming, aching burn of being breached by something so disproportionately large, warring with the pleasure-spiked rush of endorphins his mind rewarded him with at being filled beyond anything he had ever dreamed of experiencing. This was the fullest Dorian had ever been, bar none, and it was so far beyond any previous experience that it was absurd. As the bull continued to drive into him, Dorian felt that achy, fiery shudder in the muscle of his leg and back that he associated with being penetrated, spreading beyond the usual bounds. Soon his arms were shaking with it, his feet burning with it, and his lungs gasping and screaming for air from it, as though the bull's massive cock was somehow reaching so far inside him that it was crowding out his every bone, preventing him, even, from taking a proper breath with its volume. And still the fire spread, coursing throughout his being until that act of penetration had become a whole-body experience, one where Dorian's every nerve and fiber was soon crying out on the cusp of pain, the brink of pleasure. It was so much, too much, and yet still not enough. His long, fate-enforced abstinence had left the mage with a ravenous hunger, which was taking in the feast the bull had brought to its table, and it fully intended to glut itself on this pleasure. He would accept every last scrap and morsel that the bull was willing to give, and he would take whatever the bull would hold in reserve. He clamped his mouth shut, biting down on the treacherous tongue which had dared to consider checking the Kunari's advance. As he forced his lungs to draw in another, proper breath, using the flood of fresh oxygen to exhale through the barrier of his discomfort that would keep him from reaching the deeper well of his pleasure, he let the bull sink deeper.
"That's it. Breathe through it, Dorian. Fuck, you feel so fucking tight."
The bull's breathing was every bit as labored and ragged as the mage's, as he sunk slowly deeper and deeper into that scalding hot passage, pressing himself into the sheath Dorian was providing with exquisite care, all the while fighting the urge to simply slam himself home. Normally, it wasn't this bad, that need to bury himself till he was seated to the very hilt, his knot fully encased inside his partner. But something about this arrogant little vint had woken his deeper, less controllable nature, and he was trembling with the effort to contain himself, every moment like walking over cut glass. As he waited for the moment, Dorian would cry, "Stop!" and he would have to cease that glorious, torturous descent into paradise. Inch by inch, he progressed, sinking further in with an agonizing slowness, his every exhale carrying out an accompanying groan of satisfaction, as the mage continued to breathe his way through the burning stretch, showing no sign of calling the halt. Already Dorian had taken the bull deeper than any male partner he'd taken since being sent beyond the borders of Parvolin, and he was fast approaching the point where most women called an end to his advance too. "Dorian," he groaned, his voice filled with a halting sort of warning, as he slowed his forward press, afraid the stubborn mage had gotten it into his head that he was going to prove the arrogant Kunari wrong and force himself well and beyond what he could actually physically handle.
"Don't stop," was the human's immediate edict, his voice somewhere between a desperate mewl and a livid snarl. "I swear to the Maker Bull, if you stop there," he heaved, "never mind the bed, I will set your horned ass on fire."
"Veshadan, Dorian, if I go any further."
A deep moaning bellow of want cut off the rest as it poured out of his chest when the mage clenched down around him, his hips jutting forward another half an inch until the bull could feel the slick, wet heat brush against the top of his knot.
"There,"
Dorian finally hissed through gleaming, gritted teeth, his voice strained, yet immensely satisfied, as the bull was sure he was about to crack, knowing that if Dorian managed to take even the smallest portion of his knot, that there would be no stopping himself until he'd forced the whole of it into that burning, fevered depth. The bull closed his eye and sucked his abused and bitten lip into his mouth, trapping it beneath his own teeth as he held his breath, holding himself still by sheer force of will, trying to stem the tide of his need while the human adjusted. Dorian didn't help on that front at all. Cheeky bastard kept rocking his hips in these little thrusting movements, his channel sporadically clenching down around the bull's cock, ringing out a loud, startled grunt with every pulse of pleasure.
"What are you waiting for? A written invitation?"
Dorian finally panted up from beneath him, and the bull opened his eye to take in the pretty picture made by Dorian's face, flushed, strained, and absolutely dripping with sweat, those pouty lips parted and swollen, as the vint's hazel gaze burned up at him.
"Move, you great lump!"
Bull didn't need telling twice. With a roar, he hauled himself back, retreating from that glorious depth before sinking back in with a thrust like a battering ram that saw Dorian's entire body shift up the bed, till the mage's head smacked against the headboard with an undignified thud. Dorian didn't seem to notice, but the bull still had enough presence of mind to recognize that if he did that a few more times, he was going to end up braining the human in the process of buggering him. When he withdrew again, he dragged the mage down the bed by his hips and slammed him down onto his cock instead. It made for a very pretty show as the mage arched up and writhed as he was dragged down onto the bull's impaling length. The Altus's eyes half-lidded and fogged over with pleasure, his immaculate mustache in total disarray over those bitten and kissed bruised lips, his normally pristine, perfect hair a tangled, sweat-soaked mess. As far as the bull was concerned, the mage had never looked better. But there was some room for improvement yet. Yeah, the bull was gonna turn Dorian into a proper mess before this was done, and a gaping asshole leaking out his seed seemed like the perfect finishing touch. With a violence driven by haste, he once more fell to cover the mage's body, this time placing his bracing arm in the space between the man's long neck and his shoulder, effectively preventing the man from sliding up the bed as he began to really pound into him. Even so, he was careful never to drive past the mage's comfort, a task that was, for once, simplicity itself to accomplish, his not naturally providing resistance to mark the end of each thrust. At this depth, the bull would actually have to try in order to slip past that mark. Not that it wasn't insanely tempting to do just that, with the mage's ass brushing up against his long-neglected knot like that on every stroke. Nevertheless, despite, or perhaps, because of, that sweet temptation, the bull began to groan with a genuine appreciation for that extra half-inch the man had taken from him. That little hitch of resistance making it almost feel like he was actually seating himself properly, a sensation he'd been denied for more years than he'd care to count. "Fuck, you're so good, Dorian. Like a proper fucking Tamasran," he huffed, his breath hitching and then speeding up till it was even more ragged and halting than the human's as he really started to move, finding his rhythm and ruthlessly taking what he wanted from that deep, hot road. Not that Dorian was complaining about the rough treatment. If those delightful little cries of pleasure the bull was pounding out of him were anything to go by, the mage was positively reveling in being used and abused this way. Dorian was most certainly not complaining. Awash in a haze of overwhelming fullness and guttural pleasure as he was, each thrust sending torrents of sensation into his every sinew, and making his vision spark and flare. It was devastating and amazing and terrifying and so incredibly painfully wonderful. Dorian really didn't know where he ended and the bull began anymore. His whole body had turned into one giant naked nerve, dedicated to the sole purpose of feeling every inch of raw, uncut pleasure the bull was assaulting him with. Sweet maker, he'd never felt anything like this. Not that there hadn't been pleasantly rough sex in his past. Fast, hasty rutting in a dark room, both himself and his partner caring only about their own immediate pleasure, had sadly been the norm in Tevinter. But never had there been anything like this. There was nothing refined or contained about the way the bull was taking him, each long thrust filling him until he was sure he was going to break around it. Each swift retreat leaving him feeling bereft and empty and all the more desperate for that brutal, hard return. It was pleasure at its rawest, pure and untamed, and it would leave Dorian forever ruined for anything less. He was aware, on some level, that the headboard had begun banging against the wall with enough force to rouse the tower's other occupants, and that he himself had started screaming like some wailing soprano, and could undoubtedly be heard clear across the courtyard and all the way to the main hall at this point. Yet he couldn't seem to stop the shouted, pleading cries for more that spilled from his lips in an endless stream. Nor, did it seem, he really wanted to. No, what he wanted was to let go, to give in and bask in this selfish loss of control, to throw off the constrictive ties of convention and propriety, once and for all, and immerse himself in the primitive, animalistic need of the moment, to give it all over and simply subside on instinct. He felt his shoulder as it slammed into the marble-esque pillar of the bull's forearm with each savage thrust of the warrior's hips, no doubt leaving a telling bruise on his normally bare shoulder for all the Inquisition to see come morning. Well, he could leave a mark or two of his own. He moved his still-sleeved arm and wrapped it around the hard post of Bull's, then turned his face into it, finally managing to still his indecent hollering as he occupied his mouth with licking up the salt-laden sweat that slicked that brawny forearm, before biting into the thick, gray hide with his teeth.
"Fuck yeah!"
the bull thundered, his steel-blue eye losing the last of its color to the bull's pleasure-blown pupil, and the Kunari rewarded Dorian by bending lower over the vint till Dorian was all but smothered under that expansive chest, the warrior's rutting reaching even greater speeds. Dorian twisted his hand and really snarled his nail into the bull's bicep, even as he shifted his mouth again and sunk his teeth into the strong, sturdy flesh, this time on the warrior's peck. The bull howled his rapture, clearly getting almost as much enjoyment from the added sting of pain as he was from plowing into Dorian like he was so much untilled earth. The bull's head dropped lower until Dorian could feel his humid breath cascading over his ear in loud, jagged pants. Dorian turned his head and arched his neck back so that he might graze his teeth over that long, rough, stubbled chin, and was rewarded with a deep, rumbling moan that harmonized pleasantly with his own tenor whining. Then he snuck his hand up over hard ribs and a hard expanse of one pectoral before following the line of the bull's neck up past a twitching ear to grab a hold of Bull's thick horn, hulling the brute's head down, drawing him closer, and using his grip to provide the leverage he needed so that he might change the angle of his hips, shifting and rolling his pelvis in time with the bull's titanic surges until...
There! Yes! Maker's puckered ass bull!
The name dragged out in a long lamentation of need as Dorian went rigid again, holding the angle as the bull hammered into him, battering his prostate with every earth-shattering strike of his overblown cock, as one equally overblown hand forced its way between them and took hold of Dorian's seeping cock in a grip like a vice, letting their combined motion do the work of stroking Dorian against his tough, battle-worn palm.
"Yeah, that's it. Come on, big guy. Give it to me again. Come for me again, you beautiful bastard."
The bull grunted into Dorian's ear, the words heaving and desperate and encouraging as the bull's rhythm began to stutter just before Dorian's cock kicked in his hand and the mage was coming, spending his load like it was the first time this evening, the product pulsing up over the bull's fingers and spilling all the way to the upper reaches of his chest. Satisfied that the job was done, the bull released the mage's cock, placing his own soiled hand over Dorian's other shoulder, irregardless of the mess it made of the sheets as he took his chance to see to the last of his own needs, claiming his own orgasm in four hard, jerking thrusts, spilling what felt like a river's worth of blisteringly hot cum deep into Dorian's ass with a deafening roar of satisfaction. Finally sated, he allowed himself to collapse to his forearms, nuzzling his face into the crook of the mage's neck as best his horns, and their not inconsequential height difference, would allow. Beneath the press of the massive warrior's weight, Dorian lay, panting, gasping, spent, and unrepentantly desperate for more.